Get your tweet on at Quawk Talk. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Suffering succotash. I've created a kindergarten Frankenstein.
Now back to Quawk and Kelly.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour three. Brian Edwards is going to join us in this segment, talking a little Vegas. Before that, just to clarify. Look, everybody was trying to fire Addazio, and Kelly can attest this. Every year at AC football kickoff, people are trying to fire Addazio, and I'm the one guy sticking up for him. I've stuck up for him for like 3 years. That's real. I love Steve Addazio. Dudes being dudes, be a dude. You got to love it. Guys being dudes. Boston College football, be a dude. Love sitting down with Addazio, chatting with him. Big fan of his. They're not beating Clemson, not in any realistic universe. You want to play a game in the Twilight Zone like the Syracuse game? Then by all means, go ahead. You throw that in as a big fat L. If you think those teams are just going to line up and Boston College is going to be the better team, no.
Addazio should pay you for the positive publicity you give him daily.
Nobody.
On the airwaves.
Nope. His publicist doesn't do him more service than I do.
You should get a check from Steve Addazio every 2 weeks.
I know he went 5-7 to give, but give him one more chance. Just give him one more chance. I was so excited that they started beating people this year so we could stay. I just like that guy. Soft place in my heart for Steve Addazio.
Before we get to Brian, I do want to tell you guys this hour of the program is brought to you by Jana Candler.
Program. Set it, program.
That's right. Jana Candler and Jana Candler Properties. Are you looking for a house in the upstate? If so, Jana Candler is who you need to call. She's putting the real back in real estate. She takes relationships seriously. That's her first priority when it comes to buying and selling homes. She wants to make sure that you're comfortable and you get the home that your family can live in for years to come. So give her a call, 864-313-6990. Also visit her Facebook page, Jana Candler Properties. You can see more information there, see some videos. Just the process that goes into her process when she sells a home. So make sure you call her today, Jana Candler with the Totes team at Berkshire Hathaway. See Dan Joyner. And again, that's 864-313-6990.
Thanks so much, Kelly. Somebody who knows Steve Addazio better than most is Brian Edwards from VegasInsider.com. He writes for BrianEdwardsSports.com. He is the senior handicapper of Vegas Insider, and we love having him on every single Thursday. You can follow him on Twitter, at VegasBEdwards, but only if you want winners. If you want losers, you need to go somewhere else. What's up, Brian?
What's happening? Quawk, you're reminding me of my biggest heartbreaker of the bowl season. Boston College just dominated Iowa. And what a heartbreaker that was.
Yeah, but apparently, according to many people who called the show before ours today, Clemson should be terrified of Boston College next year, and that's going to be a loss for the Tigers. I don't understand that. They couldn't beat Iowa in Yankee Stadium.
Is it late season in the cold?
It is. It's mid-November. I think game 7 in the conference schedule for Clemson.
If I got to pick it right now, straight up, I'll go Clemson.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Shocking
right there.
Development.
Nobody going to pick Boston College to win that game. That's crazy talk. I want to start with basketball before we get to the NFL because I want to spend a little time on NFL. One game that I just lost in the shuffle of the day, I have no idea. But two teams that just confound the mind, Minnesota. Between the sexual assault allegations and the injuries, just a depleted roster. It feels a lot like 2 years ago with Richard Pitino when he had no players left as opposed to last year where they actually figured something out. And then one of the weird programs in the country is Mark Turgeon's Maryland. I never can get a good read on that. You like the under on this game tonight. Tell us why.
Yeah, well, both teams, dealing with personnel issues. Minnesota more so. Two of their top five scorers are out. Amir Coffey. Second leading scorer, 14.1 points per game and a 56-27 assist to turnover ratio. He's out with a shoulder injury. Reggie Lynch is out with the suspension, averaging 10.1 points per game. Maryland lost Justin Jackson. Now that's been a few weeks since that's happened. The under's on a 7-2 run for the Gophers, and it easily could have been 8-1. Penn State hit a last second shot to force overtime. That shot actually made it go over, not the overtime extra session, but it was very close to an 8-1 run on unders for the Gophers. Now, I got this at 150 last night, so I wrote this stat down, which now doesn't apply with it down to 148, but Maryland had seen four totals in the 150s, and the under had cashed in all four, but that stat didn't have much relevance anymore, but I like the under Minnesota and Maryland.
All right, very good. One more basketball pick. UT Arlington, you're a big fan of them, laying the two against UL Lafayette. What gives you confidence in taking UTA tonight over the Raging Cajuns?
I think it was either last week or 2 weeks ago today. We had UT Arlington, as we discussed, it for a winner. And that, you know, they're at home here again, laying a real short number, minus 1.5 or 2. They are 7-1 straight up, 4-2 against the spread at home. They'll have the best player on the court, Kevin Hervey, averaging 20.4 points, 8.6 rebounds a game. And Eric Neal, I believe he's either third or fourth in the nation in assist. Big-time playmaker, also averages double figures. I like Scott Cross's team at home, laying a short number.
All right, very good. Visiting with Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, BrianEdwardsSports.com, giving you winners every single Thursday with us here on the program. All right, NFL playoffs this week. We're going to talk about this a little bit tomorrow, the Super Bowl that America wants. I want to get your take on it from a gambling perspective. Does it feel like people are riding with the Patriots? Do you sense a little bit of, I don't know, maybe like some wishful thinking, betting against the Patriots, even with a big number this week? How are the betting trends? What do they say about maybe what the public thinks? You got any read on that?
Well, you know, the number has been, you know, bouncing around a little bit. You know, there were, you know, a couple of books early in the week that, you know, had 9.5. You might have even seen an offshore or two at 10. Right now, you know, well, actually, as I'm looking at my live feed, I don't see any more eights, but there were a couple of eights out there this morning. Right now, it's 8.5 or 9. The total is, you know, nudged up just a touch. It's 46.5. At most books, obviously, we're going to be dealing with, you know, freezing temperatures at both venues. Minnesota Philly's been right there at 3 all week, total kind of wavering in the 38.5 to 39.5 range. Most are 38.5 or 39. Right now, I mean, I would have presumed that most people would like to see, I think the best matchup would be New England-Minnesota. With Wentz out, but whatever. I mean, you're either going to have Case Keenum or Nick Foles starting quarterback in the Super Bowl, and I'm sure a lot of people hate New England or going against them. I don't hate New England. I admire greatness, and I bet on them a lot, and they usually hook me up, so I don't hate the Pats. I hated them that one day last year when they beat my Falcons, but...
Well, speaking of betting on the Patriots and them usually coming through, you like the Patriots minus the number and to cover that spread against the Jags, right?
Yeah, and I put it in before, you know, the stuff about Brady's hand last week. But, man, if that was that serious a deal, wouldn't y'all think that Belichick would have kept that under wraps?
I mean, yeah.
He's usually good about keeping that stuff under wraps. So I'm not too worried about it. Now, you know, I've been wrong about the Jags quite a few times this year. Not 2 weeks ago when I had the Bills. They did cover, even though the Jags won. But, I'm going to go with New England. And, you know, last week I recommended them just in the first half. They ended up covering the first half and the game. I'm on them for the game this week, but I kind of like the first half a little more so again. And that's either minus 5.5 or 6, as long as it's 6 or fewer in the first half. I kind of like that a little better, but I'm on both. New England is 12-1 straight up and 11-2 against the spread in its last 13 games. In their last 6 is single-digit favorites. They're 6-0 against the spread. And in their last 9 games, they've won by double-digit margins 7 times. And Blake Bortles played out of his mind last week. Props to him. I've been very critical to him in the I've been critical. But he was dynamite last week, so I'll give him props, but I still don't trust him this week. I like New England.
It gives you a scale 1 to 10. Does it give you great pleasure, or to what extent does it give you great pleasure to bet the Jags and basically cut the head off the snake yet again this year, in which the Jags basically, that it made you go away from your your trend of fading the Jags. Does that give you great pleasure this week?
To hopefully put them out of their
yes,
put me out of my misery.
Yes,
but you guys gotta understand that I was right for like 8 or 9.
That's
years,
true.
I've been wrong this year. yes, I would love for them to go down in flames and do so in blowout fashion. That would kind of fit me. Yes.
Very good. I figured it was something like that. Brian Edwards joined us from VegasInsider.com. He's a senior handicapper there. Follow him on Twitter at VegasVEdwards. Also, check out his great content at BrianEdwardsSports.com. Let's shift gears a little bit to the NFC, Brian. The Eagles and the Vikings, it's an interesting couple of teams because it feels like the Eagles right now are dealing with the Vikings, dealing with what the Vikings have been dealing with all season, with a quarterback that wasn't their first choice and having to win with different ways of run game, managing on offense, and a stifling defense. You like the underdog in this game. You like the Eagles. What makes you side with Philly over Minnesota?
Just being at home, man. Just being at home, Clark. Philly 8-1 straight up at home, 6-3 against the spread at home. In their last five as underdogs, they are 4-1 both straight up and against the spread. And the one loss straight up and against the spread was to Dallas in the regular season finale where they rested most of their starters nearly the entire game. So I really throw that out. Basically, they have won outright in four straight games as underdogs. And not much more to it, man. Getting three, and we got the home team, and what I think, you know, is probably a toss-up game. Will be a low-scoring nail-biter. I really like the under a little more than I like Philly. Like I said, it's either 38.5 or 39. The under is 3-0 in Philly's last three games. The combined scores have been 25, 29, and 6. Now, granted, the 6 was that Dallas-Philly regular season finale where a lot of starters rested. Under is 6-2 in the Eagles' last 8, and the under is also 3-0 in the Vikings' last 3. So the super cold weather doesn't hurt. And look, man, the reality is I know Nick Foles had that crazy good 27-2 TDINT ratio year like four seasons ago, but we're basically dealing with journeyman backups starting in a conference championship game. That makes me feel pretty good about the under as well.
No doubt. One thing about the Vikings here, and I'm interested to hear your take on this and whether it weighs at all. One thing that I think is really interesting is that there have been shots in the past for teams to play a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl in their home stadium, and those teams lose games they shouldn't, or they play poorly in the playoffs. And it's almost like there have been times where we're like, okay, here's it. It happened to Indy a few years ago. I think it's happened
Green
to the
Bay
Dolphins.
The Giants a couple
yes,
times.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I guess, does that factor into your mind? Like, if the Vikings win this, they will be playing the Super Bowl in their home stadium, and it just doesn't happen. Does that weigh into your thought process at all with these historical trends that seem to not really have any basis in the players playing on the field?
You know, sometimes something like that will impact me. If, like, let's say if it was Green Bay at home against the Giants again, that might sway me. But in this matchup, nah, I don't think so. And look, I got to be honest here. I don't love any of these plays this weekend in the NFL. These are all going to be average, medium amounts for me. But yeah, not really in this one. Just Philly in the under is what I'm going with here.
Very good. So you're looking at a Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl, a Northeastern Super Bowl in the northern Midwest. How do you think the public reaction – the Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. If that's the matchup, what do you think the public reaction will be in Vegas and any offshore books and things of that nature to the Patriots and the Eagles? Will it be high activity? Will it be a little bit of a disdain about that? What do you think about that?
It's the Super Bowl. I mean, like you said, and so they'll still have, you know, tons of action. You know, the prop bets will still be interesting. There's no doubt that the action will still be great. Although, you know, I mean, I think we're looking at, you know, games that not everybody would be completely thrilled with. As I'm trying to get to my page to tell you what the lines are. Here we go. The lines for the potential four matchup are If it's Patriots-Vikings, the Patriots are -3 with a little extra juice, a -115 price, and the over-under is 46. If it's Eagles-Patriots, it's Patriots -7 at -120 juice, and the over-under is 45. If it's Vikings-Jaguars, the Vikings are -4.5 at even money, meaning the Jags is +4.5, -120. That total would be 40. And if it's Eagles-Jags, Jags would be favored -1 with a total of 38.
Man, in a cold weather stadium, indoors with a glass roof, but that's interesting. Will Vegas, when the opening lines, will they treat that like a home game for the Vikings? Will you see that type of sway by a point or two that the home venue would give them in a prospective matchup? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that. I mean, if it's neutral field, don't we got to make the Patriots way more than a 3-point favorite?
Yeah.
And, you know, Vikings being 4.5 against the Jags, I think that definitely. Now, and actually, I don't know this. I'm not saying this is a fact, but I don't know that it really will be that, or not like a normal home field advantage, just because of the way the tickets are distributed. I would think you'll have at least, 20,000 Pats fans there, and, you have so many corporate tickets and whatnot that it's not just going to be like a normal Vikings home game, because I wouldn't think, I mean, maybe a certain percentage of their season ticket holders maybe would get a chance to, I'm sure they probably do a certain percentage get a chance to get a Super Bowl ticket, but it wouldn't be like your normal, ticket distribution where it's 99% Vikings.
Very interesting stuff, and I didn't think about that, but that's very true that they got at least a little bit fairly in that matchup. More on this coming up once we know the teams next week and the week following with Brian Edwards, the man who gives you winners every week, every Thursday on our show, VegasInsider.com, a senior handicapper there, BrianEdwardsSports.com, and at VegasBEdwards on Twitter. Always a pleasure, Brian. Look forward to visiting with you, especially these Super Bowl matchups in the next couple weeks.
Thanks so much. Y'all enjoyed it, and y'all have a great weekend.
All right, thanks very much. You do the same. Brian Edwards joining us on the program. Good stuff there.
What world do we live in which the Jaguars, as you say, Clark,
Jaguars,
are not only playing in a Super Bowl, but favored in a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's very difficult for me to wrap my head around.
Yeah, really, really, really fun stuff.
So they'd
and by
be favored.
Fun, I mean just weird.
They'd
just
be favored over
out.
The Eagles. That's the only. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be favored over the Vikings, obviously.
No, they would not.
Oh, Blake Bortles, Nick Foles, Super Bowl.
Bortles.
Let's go.
You want to talk a little
Love
early
it.
Departures when we come back?
We got to finish up the rest of that top 10.
The rest
10.
Of the top 10. We'll do
we
that when
stay,
we come
hey,
back.
Hey, we got to stay on task.
Stay focused. Clock. Yeah, right.
That's good
because,
luck.
Because we do that so well. All right, we will come back. 654 Roars and Umby like to get in on the phones. Final hour continues in a moment.
My name is Jim Ledford. I'm a nurse.
I'm Della, and I work in the insurance industry. I first heard about the Health Dare from a local radio personality. I was just overweight, unhealthy. My doctor has been really pushing me on cholesterol medicine.
Before the Health Dare, my knee was just killing me.
Jim and I actually decided to take the Health Dare as an anniversary present to one another for our 18th wedding anniversary. Combined, Jim and I together have lost over 100 pounds and over 100 inches.
I don't feel tired all the time. I'm able to get into jeans that I haven't been into in 18 years.
I was absolutely amazed. The Health Dare addressed, I think, every concern. The Health Dare has been incredibly easy. Every person I know that has any health concern, any desire to lose weight, I wish every single person would take the Health Dare.
Book your initial consultation today by going to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired about your addiction? 13 people are dying every hour from drug or alcohol abuse. Don't become a statistic. Get help. Get the help you need now. Call the Addiction Network. This toll-free line was established to connect addicts and their families to the help they need. The call is free, and so is the consultation. If you have private health insurance, you could have your treatment covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. The counselors answering the phones have been where you are. Addiction is a disease. It ruins lives and tears families apart. But it doesn't have to happen to you. We can connect you with someone who will help. Even if you've been through treatment before, this time can be different. Call now.
Call 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816. Again, 800-823-0816. That's 800-823-0816.
Protect your hard-earned wages and bank accounts from IRS levies by calling the Green Law Firm. If the IRS has contacted you regarding past due taxes, be proactive and call David Green. With over 30 years of experience, the Green Law Firm will find the right solution for your tax problem. The sooner you call, the sooner you can have the peace of mind you deserve. Call 271-7940 for a free strategy session. That's 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal.
The most versatile tandem in sports talk, Kwok and Kelly on Out of Bounds right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Can't stop, won't stop. Boom. Mike. Go. Stop. Nope, going back the other way.
And now, William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
I don't like your little games. Don't like your tilted stage. The role you made me play of the fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. 654 Roar is the phone number. 654-7627, the number. If you want to get in on the Northern Communication phone lines today, you got to love this. Joe in Greenville says the following. We haven't gotten to this yet. Let's just do it right now because we're not, I mean, we don't stay focused anyway. There are three games expressly worth watching tonight. The best game, my opinion, in college basketball tonight is St. Mary's at Gonzaga.
Ooh.
A little 9 o'clock ESPN action. St. Mary's has the third best offense in the country, according to KenPom. Gonzaga is 7. St. Mary's also ranked inside the top 20. Lost twice in November. Hadn't lost since. Now, they've only played one top 100 opponent, and that was BYU, and they beat them in overtime on the road. They lost to Washington State, neutral floor. Lost to Georgia, neutral floor. The best win they have is that win at BYU. So not the best team ever, St. Mary's. Meanwhile, Gonzaga. People forever sleeping on Gonzaga when they get to the West Coast Conference, and even sometimes in a pre-conference where we're just like, yeah, whatever, Gonzaga won some games, that's great. They were one of those teams that beat Ohio State before Ohio State was good, you know, like Clemson did, where people didn't make a big deal about Gonzaga beating Ohio State. That looks like a good win on a neutral floor. They beat Texas on a neutral floor. They beat Creighton by 17 at home. Their losses are Florida on a neutral floor in double overtime. Clemson beat Florida. Villanova on a neutral floor by 16, and then at San Diego State. So this is a big game for both, who don't have a lot of resume enhancers remaining.
It's a big game, and this game's always big, like you said, because it's a main resume enhancer. But it's tough for me to get excited about it because Gonzaga is not relevant like they were last year.
You excited about USC Oregon? In the Pac-12?
No.
ESPN 2, 9 o'clock?
Not really.
That seems like a Roy Philpott special. He was on the Alabama-Auburn game last night.
Was he?
He was. He was doing play-by-play on that
Shoot,
one.
Shoot, I didn't know that. That's awesome. That was a big game.
Michigan-Nebraska, also tonight. I mean, Michigan goes on the road.
I think Michigan's going to handle that one.
I would think so. 9 o'clock, Big Ten Network. Big one in the SoCon tonight. How about East Tennessee State traveling to Furman?
Two of the favorites.
Taking on the Dens. Two of the faves in the SoCon there.
Who's our Furman guy that always calls us? I'm sure his ears
Taylor?
Just perked up.
Is it Taylor?
SoCon Taylor? Paladin Taylor?
You've also got Wake Forest NC State tonight, 8 o'clock in the ACC. You got Minnesota Maryland, which Brian talked about. Take the under there. I mean, I would take Maryland personally. I don't know what the number is, but I would lay some points there on Maryland because Minnesota's shambly. They got blasted their last time out by double figures. They're not very good.
You know how I put NC State in the bottom feeders category?
Yeah.
Of the ACC tiers. This was, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or so?
Yeah.
I think I got to put them in the tournament contenders category, the one level up.
You think so?
I think so. I don't think it's fair to put them in the bottom feeders right now.
They have an intriguing upper-level resume because of their wins against Duke and Clemson. Their win against Penn State is not terrible. They beat Arizona on a neutral floor. But they also have losses to Northern Iowa and UNC Greensboro.
I know. I'm just saying, maybe they're in the middle. They're in the purgatory between the bottom feeders and the tournament
contenders.
I'll
give them purgatory. That seems fair.
I just don't know if it's fair to rope them in with Pittsburgh.
They're not like Pittsburgh
Tech.
Needs its own thing.
That's true. Pittsburgh needs its own category, to be fair.
Pittsburgh needs we're doing things the right way, I swear, just look at us category.
when I watched some of that Pittsburgh-Duke game and it said, Pittsburgh's starting 5 freshmen, I thought, oh no.
I'm shocked.
Because none of those
freshmen
are one and dones.
You know, at one point they had like 2 players. They had to get JUCOs and transfer. Yeah. I'm not even sure they have a full scholarship alignment
right
now.
It's a rebuilding process. That's for
Shambly.
Sure.
Shambly. Buddy, let me tell you something. That Pittsburgh team, you don't want any part of that. If they had a game where no fans showed up, I'd be like, well, it makes sense.
I'd almost prefer Pittsburgh comes to Little John this year. You'd almost prefer to have Pittsburgh on the road because it's such a winnable game, and then you get to host. You'd have another one of your home games.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Pittsburgh right now, RPI, 164 in the RPI. Actually, not much worse than Georgia Tech 137
that
or
terrible,
Wake Forest 126.
To be honest,
it's really not.
I thought it was going to be worse than that. But I think when you play in the ACC, just in terms of the level of opponent you're playing, how can you be much lower than that?
Well, just wait. If they keep going over,
oh, no.
They're a third of the way through and they're over. Also, NC State 76 in RPI. 76.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not great, but do they deserve to be in the bottom feeder category?
They're in the discussion. In the discussion. I agree with that. Let's tell you about our friends at Harry's. Our friends at Harry's, they have revolutionized a great shave. In fact, I don't think we really knew what a great shave was. We knew what the best shave we knew about was. You could say that the idea of Harry's was better than the shave that we knew, and it ended up that Tua came off the bench, second half of the national championship game, won the championship in a shaving world with Harry's. You could say that. Fair comparison? Is that fair? You follow my logic there, Kelly?
I am.
Harry's.
Oddly enough.
I was going to say, you're looking at me like,
I get
I'm
what you're
concerned.
Saying.
I don't like that I know what you're talking about,
you're
but
saying
I do.
Harry's has revolutionized the shave game, much like Tua will revolutionize Alabama's offensive acumen.
Yeah, when it began, it was a good idea, and then it proved its worth.
Right.
And it has for years now. Absolutely. Absolutely. Best blades for half the price of drugstore brands. Get that trial set for free. Just cover the shipping costs. They're so confident you're going to love it, they're giving it away. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blade to the lubricating trim and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel that can mini travel blade cover, the 100% quality guarantee, and as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now. Enter the code OOB at checkout to get that soothing post-shave balm also free. It's harrys.com, HARRYS.com, and the code, once again, is OOB. To the phones we go. Georgia Boy is up with us next. And then when we get to Georgia Boy's phone call, we're going to do Twitter trivia, also known as Twivia on the show. Well, doing Twivia on the show.
Trivia! Trivia, baby! Oh.
And it's for all the people that think Clemson should be just deathly afraid, losing sleep at night over Boston College. Just for you. Georgia Boy's up with us next. What's up, Georgia Boy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great. Hope you are.
Yes, sir. Doing pretty good. I'm in Greenwood right now, enjoying the sunshine here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to my Georgia Dogs. I know we lost the national championship, but we were the SEC champions and the Rose Bowl champions, so I'm licking my wounds, but they're healing up pretty good.
I think you got a good team coming back. I mean, we talked about number 5 in the country last year or in this preseason top 25 for ESPN. Certainly still a contender. I mean, I don't think Georgia's going. I thought Georgia would drop a little bit. Actually, I thought Georgia would drop a lot, but I watched them in the Natty, and I feel better after watching them in that game than I did before it about Georgia's staying power at the top of the country for sure.
Yes. I wanted you to do me a favor, and I'm going to go with the Eagles because I think they have the most – I have a friend who's an Eagle fan, and they got to be one of the most some of the best football fans in the world in Philadelphia. But could you talk – I'll take it off the air, but could you summarize the teams that are left in it, the 4 teams, could you summarize the running games and if that will impact anything at all? Because I know they go to the mostly pass, you know, and I'll take it off air. But y'all have a good one.
Thanks very much, Georgia boy. We appreciate it. I think the run games are going to be big in the NFC. I think it'll come down a little bit to passing games in the AFC, of course, because Tom Brady's one of the quarterbacks. And because Bortles played great against Pittsburgh. Well, I wouldn't say great. Roethlisberger was much better than Bortles was in terms of the playmaking ability, but he also turned it over at critical moments. Bortles took care of the ball better than Roethlisberger did, and their offense was more designed to kind of wait out. Now, they scored 45, but they kind of waited out Pittsburgh, the flash and dash. To me, the AFC is more about passing game, because if Brady can hit his receivers – and if they can't cover Gronk, then there's no point the Jaguars even showing up to play. I just kind of think that they can. Or I won't say can because it's all theoretical. And, of course, Brady and company know how to do it in the playoffs. And I don't think the Jaguars are scoring 45 on the Patriots this week. I think they have a better chance than most at matching up well with New England. If you can put Ramsey or somebody on Gronk to stop them. And then you put Boye and some of those coverage guys, even some of the linebackers covering in space because of team speed. I don't know that the matchup is great. I see both these games being the first one to 20 wins type games. I do not see Brady just chucking the ball up and down the field on Jacksonville. I don't see either of those teams getting a whole lot going on the ground, although I would expect the Jaguars to have more rushing yards than the Pats. And it may come down to field position turnovers in these games.
Well, especially if Tom Brady's hand isn't 100%. I'm not over here spreading rumors, but I'm just saying. I mean, it could be interesting.
I agree with Brian Edwards on that, though. If it was that big a deal, Belichick would lie about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we could say hide, or we could say play games. They're lying. They lie on the injury report all the time. You know, if you see Brady's name on the injury report, he's not hurt. They do it to clown the NFL and to clown the other teams. And if he's actually hurt, they won't put him on there. It's cheating. They cheat all the time, and I don't know why people keep trying to sugarcoat it. The Patriots are cheaters, and they're also great and elite, and they might win another Super Bowl.
Let it go. Let it go.
Well, you let it go.
You like that?
Oh, boy. I won't even look at postseason. I want to look at regular season, these rushing numbers. Because that's what Georgia Boy talked about, and then we'll get to the rest of the top 10. In terms of team rushing, which is what Georgia Boy was talking about, the Jaguars, number 1 in the NFL in rushing yards. Philadelphia, number 3. Minnesota, number 7. New England, actually, number 10 in rushing yards. Yards per attempt, which is going to be interesting in a game like this, to see who can break off some big chunk plays. Philly is ranked 4th. Jacksonville ranked 9th. New England ranked 12th. And then Minnesota down at 23. They run the ball a lot more in Minnesota, and they do it some creative ways. In terms of defense, rushing defense, Philadelphia, Minnesota, the top 2 run defenses in the NFL. That's why I love this matchup. because it shows you again that you can run the ball and play defense, run the ball, stop the run. You can get this far. You don't need elite quarterback play to do it.
I would imagine, per Georgia Boy's question, the run games are going to be vital just looking at who the quarterbacks are in the Final Four.
Looking at the temperature.
They have to be. Well, that's true. Looking at the temperature, that's exactly right.
I thought
right.
You would, of all people, would bring up the temperature outside. How frigidly
cold. I don't even pretend that things are happening outside if it's under 30 degrees.
Have you seen the temperature in Russia this week? That it was...
Wait, what?
Have you seen this story?
Were you looking at the temperature in Russia?
No. Listen. That people's eyebrows were freezing outside because it was -88.2.
Wait, what? Fahrenheit?
How did you miss that for Hump Day headlines? -88.2.
I'm so mad at myself.
Go look at it. Go look at the Russian temperature. I don't know where in Russia. -88.2.
Look, this might be offensive, but I just don't understand why anyone would ever live there.
Right?
Oh, yes. I saw this picture. Parts of Russia are experiencing -88.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
0.6, sorry. Didn't want a short change.
Fahrenheit.
-88.6.
This is from Time. That means it's real.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's in Yakutia, which is in Siberia for sure.
Yeah, what a time.
3,300 miles from Moscow. All right, continue.
Jacksonville 21st in run defense. New England 20th. New England's only given up 6 rushing touchdowns all year. But they also give up 4.7 yards per attempt, which I think is the worst in football. Only the Chargers worse in terms of yards per attempt. Let's go ahead before you get a combust over there. I know it.
Last thing. The temperature is -88 in Yakutia. Yakutia, however you say it.
Yeah.
Quark, please guess the population of Yakutia.
I'm going to go with 13.
In Siberia.
13.
Residents of Yakutia, home to nearly 1 million people.
What? No.
1 million people live in Yakutia, Siberia?
Are you kidding me? No.
This has to be a joke.
No way. It has to be one of those. Mom and daddy lived here, so I'm going to live here.
I don't care if your mom and dad lived there. Move.
Get out. This is 100%, Kate McKinnon's character is complaining about on SNL.
Oh,
it's 100% what she's complaining about. The million people.
Yes, it's...
I have to stay and care for granddaddy's lambs. That's what people are saying. They have no idea. And -88.2, just get these people back to zero.
Just leave.
Thank the good Lord. We had a high of 7 in our village today.
In July.
What the heck? A million people are like, yes, sign me up for this. This seems like quite the balmy winter we're having at -25 degrees on the average. Like, what are people doing? All right, we'll finish up the top 10, and we'll get to some of this other stuff. Good Lord. Sorry I brought that up. That was my bad. Stay with us. Final segment of the program coming up next.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Grab a two-piece dinner combo that includes leg and thigh, your choice of fixin', a biscuit, and a drink. Just $5 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Link Belt equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair, in many cases right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Gets the crowd involved, doesn't it?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
All right, early departures got away. They got away because we got to make sense of this.
Breaking news.
How just under a million people could subject themselves willingly. Like, you're not seeing, like, Russian. By the way, how do you spell the area?
Okay. It's a region, apparently. I don't think it's a city.
The region of Russia. Okay.
Russian region of Yakutia. Y-A-K-U-T-I-A.
Okay. So, for people familiar with the board game Risk, there's a region in Siberia called Yakutsk.
Okay, well, that's probably
it. Is that the same
thing? So it's not Yakutia?
Okay. It might be Yakutia.
Yakutia.
They don't know the name because they can't speak because it's minus 88.
Okay.
Somebody asked who it is and they don't know how to speak.
We have discovered, though, why people might live here. It took some research. I dove deep into the internet here to find out. I'm just going to read you this sentence, okay? Uh-huh.
Yeah, why would a million people subject themselves to this?
Temperatures in the remote, diamond-rich Russian region of Yakutia on Tuesday plunged to minus 88.6 degrees Fahrenheit in some areas. They have diamonds there, apparently.
My family has mined diamonds for generations. That's what it is. So the next time somebody says ice on my wrist, that's what they're talking about. It's not that it's a diamond. It's that it was mined in the cold. Right? I was waiting to see what I got.
I didn't want to, but you tried. Obviously, the effort was there.
I thought maybe the crickets.
I was thinking crickets,
but I needed to wait.
No way crickets can survive in Yakutia.
We had a texture from the 704 that said, just tune in. Why is Kwok doing Dracula impersonations?
It's his Russian impersonation texture, apparently.
In my village.
Also, Kathy and Fountain Inn on Twitter. Kelly's game to watch tonight should be the number 6 Lady Vols at number 5 Notre Dame. That's going to be a good one. I think it's 7 o'clock on ESPN.
That is a good one. You should definitely watch that one with the sound off and listen to us call.
Well, yeah, because we have a game tonight. Yeah, so I would be watching. The Texas UConn game, that was Monday night. Whew.
Make a layup.
Gosh.
Make a layup
or make your free throws. Texas wins that game.
Hook
easily.
Em. Bank them horns.
Easily.
Bank them. Use the glass.
Just
bank
make em. Your free throws. Anyway, come I digress. On.
Michelle says, you sound like Gru from Despicable Me. Miles also loving the accent.
I literally said that during the break. You do sound like Gru.
Thank you so much. That's probably why I hated it. I hated that they took super funny Steve Carell and put him in a Russian accent for no reason.
But that was a good, I mean.
There's no reason
for
that.
It's a good film. It's a classic film.
I know, but could they not have had, the whole time I was whining. I was just whining about it. Could they not just have had Steve Carell as himself rather than Steve Carell as Russian guy?
Well, because I don't think Michael Scott would really come off well as a Russian evil villain.
He came off well as kind of a jerk in the first like three seasons of The Office and then randomly in other episodes.
Hey, be real. He's a jerk the whole time.
It was worse. It was worse early.
I know.
I think the jam relationship really broke him. Season 4.
All right, great really analysis. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anywho.
654 was the number. All right, the remainder of the top 10 in this preseason top 25. It goes like this. Also, Georgia basketball is not bad. Top 50 RPI. Just for a Georgia boy. So much like Clemson, you don't just have to wait till football, unless you want to, which is a choice that you make freely. You can watch your pretty good basketball team play. Yonte Maiden, really good player. Solid player. All right, back to this. The 6 through 10, Kelly. Number 6 is Wisconsin. Is their schedule trash like normal? What's their schedule? I got to look this up. What is their schedule like, Wisconsin? Do they play anyone for the first time ever? Except for that random LSU game where they won because Brandon Armpun Harris ended up throwing the ball right to him.
All right, here's Wisconsin's schedule for 2018. They open with Western Kentucky in Madison. Okay. Then they play New Mexico in Madison.
Okay.
Then they play Brigham Young in Madison.
Okay, not bad.
Then they go to Iowa.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay, proving ground. Okay.
Bye week.
Yeah, sure, because after this really tough September, they need a respite.
This is actually a much more difficult schedule.
Yeah, it is.
They host Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Then they go to Michigan. They draw Michigan from the other division.
If Michigan ever beat any team of consequence ever at all, then I would say that's a loss. But Michigan's got to prove to me that they can be any team to finish with a winning record because they didn't this year.
Then you have Illinois. They're hosting Illinois. Then they go to Northwestern. They host Rutgers. They go to Penn State. They go to Purdue. And they host Minnesota. So they draw Penn State and Michigan from the East. And that makes Wisconsin's schedule much better for this year.
Wisconsin was favored 12 times this year, all 12 of their regular season games. How many times are they underdogs this year? This year coming up, this next year?
Probably Michigan and Penn State. I would imagine.
Maybe at least
Iowa.
I mean, depend on Northwestern just won. What, they won 9 games, 10 games?
Their road games are difficult. When they have to go to Penn State, to Northwestern, to Michigan, and to Iowa.
Even Purdue.
And Purdue.
Jeff Brom, apparently you're living in third world conditions, according to Jim Harbaugh.
So last year they draw Indiana and Maryland as crossover games, right? And this year Penn State and Michigan, that's a big... Oh, and Michigan. They played Michigan last year, didn't they? Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
That's a big difference, though.
All right, that's number 6. You buying that? I mean, that's not too high for Wisconsin.
I think they're going to be in the top 10 for most of the year, I would imagine. They return 9 starters on offense, 5 on defense. Yeah.
And Alex Hornibrook, who became a competent player this year.
Also, Jonathan Taylor, running back, who was a freshman who rushed for... Oh, FBS freshman record. I didn't realize he rushed for that many, 1,977 yards.
They could go get, I'm convinced that Wisconsin could do this. They could go get Joe Lewis from from Siberian Russia, from Yakutia.
And put him in a Wisconsin jersey. And make him leave the Diamond Farms?
Yeah. Well, obviously they wouldn't have to pay him to get him to come. And they'd be giving them diamonds to take him. For coming to our village, here's 1,000 diamonds. And then he goes to Wisconsin, puts on a Badger jersey, and rushes for 1,000 yards. I'm totally convinced that's possible.
I get what you're saying.
Washington is number 7.
I don't know about this. I don't know about Washington. I don't know about any Pac-12 team. That being said, Washington returns a good portion of their offense and defense. And, of course, they return Jake Browning. So,
and if Browning kind of stinks, look no further than
he's
our
not
favorite
be eligible
quarterback, unless they change the rule where you can transfer and be eligible, Jacob Eason.
They're not going to change that.
One-name quarterback. Miami is 8. This can't be real. Was Miami not fully exposed enough at the end of the season? How are they still 8? What do you even say? What do you even say? How do you even like, the turnover chain seems like something that worked really well this year, and that's it. That's not working again. If Miami's going to be better in 2018, quarterback Malik Rozier will have to avoid the mistakes and turnovers that plagued him in his first season as a starter. We think that's going to happen? Schlabaugh seems to be crossing his fingers on this one. Braxton Berrios, gone. Amon Richards, back. Very good. Had a knee injury. They did miss him this year. That's one thing. They didn't have him down the stretch. Michigan State, 9. Michigan State, they went 5 stars. They got tired of 5 stars. Now they got the 3 stars back, and they're up in the top 10. What do you know?
They return 10 offensive starters. 9 defensive starters.
There's some programs that just don't do well when you start bringing in better, quote unquote, talent. Michigan State is a lunch pail program.
Yeah, they are. I agree.
That's a blue collar program. And the mistake they made was bringing in the Malik McDowells of the world that did nothing but gripe and moan and wait for the NFL for 3 years. And now those guys are gone. That was like one bad recruiting class where they just went after some big fish. Now they're back to what they do and look there. Top 10.
How many years has L.J. Scott been at Michigan State? He's returning?
I don't know. You know who knows better than anybody, though? The Highway Patrol based there in East Lansing, who have pulled him now 64 times.
He has been there forever.
Stay.
Michigan State also gets Michigan and Ohio State at home.
No one will applaud more when L.J. Scott walks across the stage than campus police at Michigan State. God.
That's terrible.
Makes our jobs easier. God, we don't even have to patrol anymore. I'd love to see the pie chart of tickets given out for traffic infractions at Michigan State. The L.J. Scott piece of the pie has got to be greater than 50%. L.J. Scott, every other student, less than 50%. That's got to be it. Oh, man. I've never seen anything like that now. I've never seen anything like L.J. Scott. L.J. Scott pulled for a suspended license. This is the 6th time he's been pulled this month for a suspended license.
In October, he was pulled for his 7th driving
charge. That's what I'm telling you.
Seven?
How many games did he get suspended this year for that 7th traffic infraction? This is not parking services giving out tickets for dumb reasons, which I understand happens probably in every college campus.
He was driving on a suspended license. 7th time he's been pulled over for a driving charge. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, he knows the cops by it. Yeah, I know.
There's LJ. Old LJ.
Hey, Larry, what's up? Larry, license still suspended. Go ahead and write me up. That's okay. How's the fam, LJ? He's like writing him a ticket. How's the fam? You doing all right? Man, this looks like you got the car washed this time. It's nice. It's the neatest and cleanest I've seen it this month in the 5 times I pulled you this month. Number 10 is West Virginia. Will Greer, is he back?
Top 10, yeah. He's back. They wouldn't be top 10 if he wasn't back.
David Sills, the 5th. 5. Can we just call him V? V for Vendetta? But they missed that one, V for Vendetta. Remember the 5th of November.
The 5th?
Yeah. You need it.
When was David Sills the firstborn?
Oh my goodness. What's the thing going around, like born in 1790?
The president, John Tyler. I believe.
Whatever. Is David Sills the first older than John Tyler? That might be the thing. Mercy. I'm okay with that. I mean, you got Penn State here at 11, Stanford at 12, Auburn at 13. Michigan at 14?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. It's almost like we feel sorry for Jim Harbaugh, that he's getting paid $9 million to go 8-4, and so we pretend that he's got a great team every year. There is no coach in America that gets more of a pass than Jim Harbaugh. If he was a guy that we did.